Hello, and welcome to Follow Me and Die. I'm your host, Larry Hamilton, and today on the Follow Me and Die podcast is Saturday Scrawl, and today I'd like to talk about convention games versus modules. I'm planning to make an adventure module out of each of the various convention games that I've created and ran, and I want to make sure that I've run each of them at least 3 times before I make a PDF out of them. Now, these won't be long modules, but more like, I guess you'd call them mini modules that you could use as one-shots or a quick adventure for your campaign if you're in a hurry. And I don't have a lot of notes for my convention games. Now, I do have lots of ideas in the back of my mind that I'm ready to pull out if I need, but I try to stay ready to roll with what the players come up with, because I never know what players are going to do. They come up with things based on what they see as important in the description I give, and it's fun to just see where that goes. So these are going to be a few pages, I don't know how long yet, you know, a bit more than would work for the format of like the one-page dungeon contest. There's no way I'm going to scrunch all that into one page and do it well. So far I've created 13 adventures, 12 of which I've run at least one time. Some are for games that I can't advertise that they're compatible with, so I'll either have to make them very general for the genre, such as for my Boot Hill 2E scenario, I'll have to either pick some other Western rule set or just make it a generic module. But on my fantasy scenarios, those can easily be used with any of the many retro clones or even 5th edition. To me, it's the ideas that really matter. I don't worry too much about the exact monster stats, unless they tend to be more intricate creatures to run, or NPCs with lots of spells or magic items or something. For example, I don't need to look up goblins and kobolds and orcs. I just give them some weapons and guesstimate their armor, and I know based on how much damage you do to them whether they are still in the fight or not, unless they're atypical such creatures. In that case, I still wouldn't have a rough idea of how tough they were and how many hits they could take. So I'm sitting here and I've been printing off the character sheets for my scheduled games and potential pickup games, and I'm thinking about all the things I need to add to my notes and the various notebooks for the scenarios I'm taking with me. A good example is in Boot Hill. The second edition of that does not have stampede rules, rules for weather events, and other such things. And I have a list of various things like that that I want to include in my scenario notebook. So I have those to help me generate some ideas to make the scenario a little more interesting. And those would be the sorts of things that I would share in my mini module. And I'm curious, for those of you that have run convention games, are your convention game notes similar to your notes for regular games? I know for me they are. My notes for regular games are only longer because I have notes on how certain things in the campaign tie into some of those things. But other than that, my notes are pretty sparse. I basically need just enough notes to create a framework for the adventure, and then that spawns some ideas in the back of my mind for the possible ways I anticipate the players might approach a situation. But because I'm always surprised at what they come up with, I don't lock those in stone, but I use those as something I can draw on. And the ideas I come up with may someday come into play. The main thing is, I'm not locked into the ideas I have. For me, I think it's the level of detail in most published adventures that's the biggest problem. Because all this text indicates that there's this thing or that thing you have to keep in mind. But for me, it's too much to keep in my head without a lot of work rereading over and over and taking notes and thinking about it. To get that level of detail through play in a campaign setting, that happens over multiple sessions in the back and forth of exchange of ideas with the players. And that happens when the players interact with the world I present, so that I grow into knowing how the NPCs, creatures, and the environment will respond to the players' actions. None of it's just automatic. You've got to have that back and forth. And even with years of experience of play, until you actually interact with the players
unless you're of the what's written is what has to happen mindset and you're railroading and forcing the situation along. And to me, that's no fun. You've got to have a cooperative form of game in my idea. I always come up with these weird ideas. So I guess you could call my style of campaign Schrodinger's campaign, you know, like Schrodinger's cat, because nothing will happen until the players interact with it. Now, sure, there may be rumors of far-off events that may trickle into the area, but if the players are spending more time in the dungeon or out in the wilderness, there may not be any reason for them to know about news and gossip from far-off places, unless they've got some sort of magic or some such to keep up with that sort of thing. And so I've learned that for me, my desire for an intricate and super-detailed world is more of an interesting creative exercise that is, in practical terms, a waste of time and energy, since the point is to actually play the game. And so that's why when I make a PDF, I'm focused on smaller PDFs, because game masters need something that speaks to the particular creative itch they have for their games. And I think that's why some of my PDFs have become copper sellers and have had a trickle of sales each week in the months following their initial release, because they hit the right topic that people felt a need for. The ones that aren't doing as well is because they aren't quite hitting that same sweet spot. So I think that's why things like the one-page dungeon contest and other short and to the point game aids are popular. Not just what I do, but what other people do as well. Now, I do have capabilities of doing quite intricate stuff. After all, Advanced Dungeons & Dragons is my favorite system, since I've played it the most. Yet, I find myself drifting to simpler, like Delving Deeper, which I've mentioned before, which is basically original D&D but organized. But there are lots of things in AD&D that inform my presentation, like all the very cool tables in the Dungeon Master's Guide, articles in the DMG about environment and ecology and so stuff like that. And so the more I play, the more I think about this, the more I run convention games, the more I'm focused on simpler is better. Just enough to have a fun time with some little sprinkles of unique stuff here and there, so it's not all vanilla sort of adventures. And so that's what I hope to bring to convention games and the eventual publications of the mini modules from those games. I'd really like to hear from others about your experiences with planning your own regular games where you meet with your friends in person or online, or your convention games, and how the two compare if you've done both types of preparation. Thank you all for listening. Have a wonderful day. If you'll be at GaryCon next week, I look forward to meeting you. And as always, game on. And here's the end blurb. You can find Follow Me and Die at my blog, followmeanddie.com, here on Anchor and the other places where my podcast is syndicated, Follow Me and Die on YouTube, and you can find me on various sites where you see my social media avatar by the amazing Satine Phoenix. I have a social page on my blog that directs to all of my various social media. To get more of my thoughts and opinions in the realm of RPGs and games, check out my other sites. I also contribute to Multiverse.World by the new TSR. If you like the podcast and the other things I share online, there are a few ways you can support my efforts. First, tell me and tell others. Just getting the word out is important. Consider backing me on my Patreon. Patrons get a vote on what PDF I publish next on One Bookshelf. You can check out my growing list of PDFs at either DriveThruRPG or RPG Now. And if you like what you see, please let me know. And if there's something that doesn't quite suit you, please let me know. Constructive criticism is very important for those of us who publish our own PDFs. I also have a Teespring store where you can get a shirt with my logo, the same one by Satine Phoenix. Thanks for listening. And game on.